Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I have a friend who's listening to a podcast about losing weight. On that podcast, the lady quoted this term, choose your hard. And I thought, choose your hard. Well, in her talk about losing weight, she said obesity is hard or trying to be fit is hard. You have to choose which hard you're going to go with, you know, and that made so much sense. So I just Googled the word choose your hard and I was shocked. There's a lot out there on the internet using that terminology of choose your hard. So ladies, I'm talking to you today about you choosing your hard. You choose which hard thing you're going to do. Like, marriage is hard, but boy, divorce is even harder. You have to choose your hard. Are you going to work for this marriage? Are you going to give in to that man? Are you going to build him and do what the Bible teaches you to do? Or are you going to just let things go? Choose your hard for that. How about being in debt? Being in debt is hard, but being financially disciplined is also hard. So are you going to get a plan of how you'll get out of this debt and then stay out of it by having a budget? You have to choose your hard. How about communication? Communication with the people you love is hard. Oh, very, very hard. But not communicating is even harder. So you have to choose your hard. Am I going to maintain a relationship with this person, or am I just not going to communicate with them at all? And in life, everything has two sides to being hard. And we got to choose which hard we want to go with. And how do we choose that hard? Well, the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So you can choose the hard, but you can do it by being strengthened by Christ. Also in 2 Corinthians 3:4-5, it says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. So whatever we've chosen to do, whichever hard we've chosen to do, that is what the one we're going to be victorious in, because we've chosen to give it to Christ, to let him strengthen us to do it, to let us happen. Now, you know, I always have illustrations. I have this problem of my hair being thin. I'm on thyroid medicine, so I know it's not that. I take biotin, which is a vitamin to help your hair and nails. It's just my genetics. My mom was bald. When she turned 30, she started having to wear wigs. And it's just my genetics, I suppose. And I use a product called Monet that somebody got me into. But there, can I tell you this? There's times when I get too busy to take care of my hair products, meaning there's an extra spray that I'm supposed to use to keep it thick. There's a oil that I'm supposed to put on before I shampoo. Then I have to shampoo twice and then use this conditioner. And so there's a lot to it. But can I tell you? When I don't do it, my hair gets like it was in February. And oh, it was so thin. I could hardly keep it from looking like when women wanted to take pictures with me at a ladies' conference in February. I had to be sure not to be near a window or light because it looked like I was bald because I got blonde hair. Plus, there's not much of it. Anyway, so the hard thing was having so little hair. But then I said, you know what? This is stupid. I should be giving attention to my hair by taking care of using these products that I know work. And so I started spraying the hair thickening stuff, and I've got new hair growth. I had a receding hairline that was going back on my head, and now that's better. I had to choose which hard I was going to live with. Am I going to live with the hard of maintaining this hair by using these products, or am I going to have the hard part of looking like a bald woman when I'm around all these people? So in everything in life, you can accomplish the hard thing as long as you give it to God. Did I give my lack of hair to God? Of course I did. I give everything to Him when I'm having a hard time. And He takes care of me. And you know what, ladies? He will take care of you. Yes, life is not easy. It's always going to be hard, but we can choose our hard. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.